better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining out
there. All right, we're going to start out Juno afternoon today with Foodie Friday. If you've eaten out in Juneau, you've probably tasted this person's food, or at least someone who's worked in this kitchen. Chef Ron, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing well. It's nice to have you on the show. Let's see, you've worked in the industry for over four decades in Juneau. Breakwater Hotel in the 90s, in the 2000s, The Hangar, Twisted Fish, Flight Deck, Pizzeria Aroma, and Pier 49. And have a new business, Bistro Delivery. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yep, that's all my work. That's all my past 27 years in this town, well, besides the breakwater there. But it's been an incredible ride. I did all my recipes and all the stuff I needed to do at the Hangar and Twisted Fish and all those restaurants. And then it was, the COVID hit. And I was thinking I needed to do something a little bit different, something no contact, with credit cards, all that stuff up on the front end of the deal. And then delivery, same thing. And then all the food, we wear masks and gloves. And I use some of my menu items from before, from the other stuff I've done over the years, and kind of developing into a new little style. I'm starting to set down a little bit, if you know what that means, to set down and come and find my groove with this new kind of, it's not a style of cooking, it's just a new way of kind of cooking, because you have to be super conscious about what you're handling and how you're handling it. You can't just go in there and throw stuff together. And it's a huge learning experience. It's challenging. I love it.
I bet.
It's a great new little venture for me. It keeps me on my toes.
We're definitely going to share the details of Bistro Delivery here in a few minutes. But before we get to that, how would you describe your style as a chef?
Freelance American. I worked with Roland Hines and Sean LeClaire and Pascal in Malibu, California, and up on the resort, the mountain there in Oregon. And so I learned stuff from them and Horsemaker, all the traditional ways to make sauces. And then I just kind of developed my own, my own way. Actually, I'll tell you the truth. At the breakwater, I came up and I put bacon in my chowder and I used, mahi-mahi and paka-paka and all these fishes. And I had a guy come back one day and goes, "Hey, chef, if I want that food, I go to Hawaii or California." He goes, "Give me Alaska food." So, by the way, don't put bacon in the chowder here. So I kind of took that, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I've been learning ever since that day on what fits in this community and what people are looking for.
That's kind of what I've
mastered, or what I've done was what people are looking for and want. I try to give them that in the best, freshest way that I can.
What would you say that people want right now?
Right now, with food that is fresh and they feel safe with it, and the no contact aspect of, I think, and delivery. I think people are generally going towards delivery right now. I know that restaurants have opened up, but we're doing pretty well, for delivery. I started doing these two for one dinners, or not two for one. Dinners for two, and then on my menu now I have you can put together, order a one, two, or three meal, package, and you can put it together at your house. I'll prep everything for you and give you an instruction card on how to put it together. And I did that when I first got up here, but it kind of wasn't something that we pursued, as a group of people, my partners. We just kind of did it occasionally for the, friends and family, but now I'm kind of incorporating into my menu, And it's a nice touch. It's a three or four course meal, and give you all the stuff and give you a card, like I, had said, and you put it together and can serve anytime you want. Cook it however long you want.
All right.
So I think that's a good way to go right now. It's safer in your home and.
Imagine one of those televised cooking shows came to Juneau again and they asked you right now, they asked you to cook sort of your go-to meal. What would you cook for them right now?
What would I cook for them right now? It's halibut tacos is what I would cook for them.
Nice.
you know, it's a big thing that's working at the bistro right now, and we've always sold a lot of them in the past. And but my second thing probably would be I'm doing these bread bowls. I put in pastas like a Dijon chicken, broccoli in a pasta bowl or a sourdough bread bowl. The crab prawn angel here I'm putting in a sourdough bread bowl. Spaghetti meatballs, I'm putting them in there. You know, that's going to be my next little adventure or nice. my next little technique, you know, that I'm trying to do. So
yeah, why have bread on the side when you can put the food in the bread?
Right? I mean, it's the whole idea with the chowder and the bread bowl thing. Yeah, the steak. Well, actually, there's a place in San Diego because we have we visit San Diego quite a bit because I race motocross or ride motocross anyway. And it's called Torpedoes, I think it is. And the guy puts sandwiches in a hollowed out baguette. And so I got the idea from that. I mean, it's served upside down or served upright and you hollow it out. You just pack all the pasta or sandwich mix inside there. So I'm like, oh, well, I can kind of incorporate that into our menu up here.
Take us back. So you talked about being at the Breakwater and learning a few lessons from a customer there and getting sort of Alaskana. Before that, is there someone in your family or a friend, or how did you get into cooking in the first place?
My grandmother. I remember it was like one of my only first memories. It was like a Thanksgiving dinner, or, you know, we're out around the table and I'm buttering breakfast, a toast, and I got every corner of the toast, and she looked at me and goes, you buttered every corner. And I'm like, yeah, I think I was like probably 4 or 5, one of your earliest memories. And she told the family, like, he's going to be in the restaurant business because nobody, I've never seen anybody butter every corner of the toast before. so just kind of, yeah, I mean, I've always been gravity. I've always helped in the kitchen and you know, that, like at the home, I kind of, when I first started, my first kitchen I ran, I was 18 years old. It was the Blue Max Red Baron Steakhouses. In Seattle was their home base one, and they had like 7 stores. I travel up and down them and fix all the stuff that was wrong with them as their kitchen coordinator. Once I learned what I was doing, and so that's what I've done. It's just restaurants all my life.
Got it. And I imagine that quite a few of today's Juno chefs have come through your kitchen at one time or another. as they have, what's something that you like to teach a new chef?
Oh, organization and cleanliness. That's like the first thing, and you can tell right away when one of the guys that is working, one of the chefs to be, or you can see they separate themselves, like how organized and clean and you know they are, and then everything else follows that. It's easier, you know, to show them how to make a sauce or jambalaya or whatever it is. You know, it's when steaks are cooked right or wrong, or you know how to drop stuff, because it's all organizational stuff. You know, when to drop French fries, when to make a salad, when to, you know, the timing of it. It's all fundamental, you know, with cleanliness and organization.
Got it.
You know, so that's the first thing is that.
So for our listeners right now, if they have a kid who butters all 4 sides of their toast, is clean and organized, they might look towards a life in the food industry.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's a good sign.
So Bistro Delivery, it's your new business here in Juneau. It's open right now every day, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. For our listeners, explain how we can order from you.
Well, 500-5000 is, and you talk to Jessica, and she'll tell you all about us and place an order. You can also go online. I think it's bistrodelivery.com, and the menu's there. Oh, actually, it's deliveries 99801@gmail.com, and that's how you get our food. And our menu's on there. We've been passing out the newer menu the past couple of days, so I'm just floating around now. And that's how you get a hold of us.
All right. So I have the menu. Jessica sent me the menu before the show here. I'm looking at the trifold. I'm seeing meal 1, meal 2, meal 3. I'm seeing breakfast, cook-at-home meals.
Like a breakfast thing, you know, like I know there's the restaurants downtown, but I wanted to do something that's like with a waffle base, you you know, like the, there's Gonzo out in the valley, you know, but and they do their thing. But mine isn't fancy. Mine's just like a waffle with, you can get strawberries and cream on it, or you can get a side of eggs, or, you know, it's just pretty much a straight up old fashioned waffle.
All right.
You can have it delivered to you. You know?
So there's quite a few things. And then I see on like page two, I'm seeing sushi, I'm seeing burgers, chicken. What are people ordering from you?
Everything. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's you know, like when you said sushi, my daughter came up with that. She came up and chefed with me for years. I mean, 4 or 5 years. She left a couple of years ago. She went back. She got married and went down and having kids now and stuff. But she like sushi, and she's like, I got this idea. You know, I was going online. I came across this. I'm just going to do this deconstructed thing. And then she's like, well, I'm just going to call it lazy because I'm lazy. So I call it Jen's Lazy Sushi. kind of works out.
So but, got it. What if I want to eat, order from you? I want dinner tonight. What? So I call 500-5000, maybe the easiest phone number I've ever heard. 500-5000.
Right? And, isn't that amazing? I have no idea.
And I
got that.
I order something. I order off this menu, and I'll put it on our website as well. I know you guys are on Facebook. Again, it's Bistro Delivery. How far are you able to deliver here in town?
Oh, we deliver everywhere. I decided not to do free delivery. There's packaging, all the stuff involved. But I mean, no, we'll deliver anywhere. I mean, people are hungry. You know what I mean? We live in North Douglas, and I've been turned down a few times when you order delivery food. They're like, oh, we don't go that far. You're like, what? You know, so we don't do that. You can go wherever you want. Yeah, I mean, we'll go wherever you want to drop off food.
Okay.
You know, as long as you want my food, I'll make sure it gets there somehow.
Bistro Delivery, new business here in Juneau, 500-5000, or just Google or use your search engine for Bistro Delivery Juneau. All right. As you know, Chef Ron, we always ask our guests on Foodie Friday to give us some inspiration for the weekend. We have all probably gone through our entire repertoire of cooking stuff, so we need new ideas. What should, after we order from you, what should we cook for ourselves this weekend?
Well, I was thinking, you know, because Jessica brought this up, and I like this. It's a versatile thing. It's super simple. It might even be like, okay, yeah, that's okay, I guess. But like, everybody should really try this. If you take this, you can call it a dressing, you can call it a marinated dip, or, you know, anything like that. It's super light on it, and it's what I use on my dinner one. I call it a fruit salad, but it's more than that. It's arugula. It has like berries and nuts and all this kind of stuff in it. But it's just kind of, my pattern is on these things. I always just like a pork chop, I always call it chop or pork. I always do that anyway. So my fruit salad is just fruit salad. But this dressing is like an orange, lemon, and lime. I zest it. And I don't take the part down to the rind. I just get off the peel part, and I chop it, and I do equal amounts of cilantro with no stem, and I squeeze the orange into that mixture that's in a bowl, and I add the same amount of juice that I have there of citrus. I add just the same amount of rice vinegar, half amount of honey, and twice as much oil. It can be oil blend or olive oil, whatever kind of oil you want. And you mix that up, and you can put it on a salad with berries. You can just put berries on it. You can just put nuts in it. You can put it on top of fish. You can put it on top of steak, on top of anything. It's like, it's almost like an unrealistic crispness, a freshness, and has all those flavors in it that kind of cleanse the palate, kind of a sweetie, sour kind of flavor. It's amazing.
Chef Ron's everything marinade, maybe?
Yep, maybe. I can't find a way to bottle it. You know, I think that's what's from it or something. I don't know.
All right, give us those ingredients once more.
Pardon me?
Give us those ingredients once more, please.
It's citrus, lemon, lime, and orange, zested, no rind, just the zest. Chop it or dice it fine with cilantro, chopped with no stems, and then add rice vinegar, honey, and olive oil to that mixture of chopped cilantro and citrus zest. And that's it.
All right, Chef Ron, thanks for coming on KTOO's Foodie Friday here on Juno Afternoon. We appreciate your time. If you're just tuning in, listeners, you can find Chef Ron at Bistro Delivery. The phone number is 500-5000, and they are open every day, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. for delivery anywhere in Juno. Chef Ron, anything else you'd like to share with us before we let you go?
No, I just wanted to, I guess, say thank you for your time and thanks to everybody that supported me throughout the years in Juno. I really appreciate it, and I enjoyed every minute of it, serving Juno, Alaska. So thank you.
All right, Chef Ron, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have people deliver it to us.
Yeah, I like your food. Just not enough to go down there and get it.
Delivery is really a combination of my two favorite activities, eating and not moving.